Welcome back to Unsolved Mysteries. Today we're looking at the mysterious death of Elisa Lam.
Elisa Lam stayed at the Cecil Hotel by herself. She did not communicate anyone that was staying at the hotel or worked at the hotel.
During her stay, she had went missing. Her belongings were still in her room, and she wasn't found. After a few weeks of searching, the security tapes were finally released, and that helped find where she had went.
I watched the security tapes, and in the video, Elisa walks into the elevator with her head down. She walks to the corner and presses a full line of buttons, like from top to bottom. She just presses an entire line. She backs up to the opposite corner and stands still. The door remains open through the entire time that she's in the elevator. She then glances outside of the elevator quickly, making sure part of her body stays inside the elevator, so she, like, lunges out. She then goes back against the sidewall and then steps into another corner. She stands still for a few seconds and then stands at the door of the elevator. She steps one leg out, then backs up, and then jumps out of the elevator. She steps side to side and then in and out of the elevator. She steps out of the elevator fully and then moves to the side, slightly out of frame. She starts making hand gestures and seems to be talking to someone or maybe just messing with something in her hand. She walks back into the elevator, using the walls to like guide her as she's like stumbling in. She presses the row of buttons again multiple times, almost in a pattern. She gets up and walks out of the elevator and then makes even more noticeable hand gestures, definitely talking to someone. She starts waving her hands around lowly in a weird manner, almost like she's trying to feel around for something that's not there. She fiddles with her fingers and seems to be counting something on her hands. She puts her hands on her head and walks out of frame. After a few seconds of her being gone, the elevator starts working again, and the doors open and close like they should.
Elisa was found because some people were complaining that the water had tasted weird, and they went looking after her. Like, they looked around the Cecil Hotel, and she was found in the tank, in a water tank floating. She was completely naked, and she had all of her belongings floating around her. She also somehow got locked into the water tank.
So, water tanks for hotels are obviously supposed to be, like, huge water tanks because it's holding a lot of water for the entire hotel. And then, to open these water tanks, it takes at least 4 workers, like, sometimes even more, depending on the, like, strength of a worker, to open it, and then it requires ladders to get inside of it, and the tank is locked. But when it's opened, it sets off an alarm.
So how did Elisa get into the water tank all by herself without setting any alarms off? This woman was clearly a little delusional and didn't possess the strength to even open the tank, which she couldn't even gotten up there because there was no ladders anywhere. She was found naked but had no bodily harm done to her. She was not physically assaulted in any way. So there's no proof that anybody else accompanied her. There was no proof that anybody was following her. No proof that anybody was near her at the time.
The big question is, how did she get in the tank? There's a few theories about this. One of the more popular ones is called the elevator game. To play this game, you have to use a specific pattern for this game to work. So some of the weird things that she was doing while she's in the elevator. So she pressed the buttons all down in a row, and then she would walk in and out of the elevator a lot, and then she would like press like certain buttons in a certain way, and she was just doing, and then she's doing a lot of hand motions. So a lot of people think that she was doing the elevator game, which is supposed to be a satanic game to help you, or to get you into hell.
It's said to get to another dimension, which most people believe is hell. So there's like this thing that maybe she played it wrong and something came after
her. Elisa Lam was also, like, her case, people thought she was murdered because it wasn't possible for her to get up to the water and take by herself and just trap herself there.
Somebody could have actually been following her. Somebody could have actually taken her out for whatever reason.
Because she had a bipolar disorder, a lot of people thought that maybe she had an episode where, because she didn't take her pills, she was having like an episode from not taking her pills. So maybe the episode had been she thought someone was following her, and so she was freaking out, going into the elevator, trying to like get away from him. But I mean, we don't know what she saw, because...
Yeah, and maybe she felt the need to hide, and maybe the only place she could, for some reason, get into was the water tank. Another theory is there was some sort of hotel conspiracy, because this hotel has, like, a background of just, like, really gruesome deaths and murders and suicides and stuff like that, so maybe something happened to her and the hotel wants to cover it up, because obviously they're already known for having multiple deaths. So maybe she died at some point, and then hotel people decided just to throw her in the water tower, because obviously she was completely cleaned out because of the water and the filters and stuff, so there was no proof that anybody had ever touched her. But if she'd been in there for a very long time, it could have been cleaned up, and maybe that was just their way of hiding some sort of, like, murder or death or whatever. Just clear their name.
Oh, that's it for Unsolved Mysteries. We'll see you next time.